Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Morgpie 63-pound porn star sex doll, lifelike sex doll from Tantaly. So this is a life-size sex doll based on a real person. There's a porn star named Morgpie, and you're going to see her in a minute. But yeah, this is based on her likeness. They even like scanned her and 3D printed like a model, and that's what the sex doll is based off of. So if you know who Morgpie is, then there you go. Here's a torso based on her. So congratulations on that. Before we get started on that, I want to look at the price. Notice Morgpie cost $969. Now let's compare that to the Aurora torso. This is the one that I enjoy. The Aurora torso only weighs 54 pounds and only costs $720. So $720, 54 pounds, whereas Morgpie weighs 63 pounds and costs $969. Here's some animated GIFs. You can see the jiggly titties. Tantaly really nailed the jiggle physics of the boobs. They feel absolutely real. And then even the ass. Look at that, the bouncy butt. So yeah, they got it all. Anyway, so that is the Morgpie torso. But obviously, you know, you don't want me reviewing the website. You want me to show you the actual torso. So let's cut to the tape. Okay, the first thing I want to show you is that the Morgpie is life-size. So I have the Morgpie on the right, and I have the Aurora 2.0 torso on the left. Now, the Aurora 2.0 is pretty much my favorite torso because it has the same measurements within an inch to my actual full sex doll waifu, Celestina, who is up here. So Celestina is, you know, she's my waifu for life-u, and she costs about $2,000. So she's $2,000, but obviously she comes with everything. But, you know, I don't want to mess up her cosmetics and stuff like that. So, you know, it's nice to have a torso that I can, you know, be rough with, that I can use. And the Aurora 2.0 torso is within 1 inch of my waifu's measurements, so I can be as rough as I want with it. And you can see the Morgpie on the right is also life-size. It's actually based on a real person. So you can see that the waist is wider. Like Celestina / Aurora, they have very idealized, you know, Barbie doll kind of proportions. Not really realistic. Whereas Morgpie is actually based on a real porn star. So her waist is wider. She also weighs like 20 pounds more. And the Morgpie costs about $250 more than the Aurora. So the Aurora is about $720, and the Morgpie is $975. So it's very expensive. Now again, Celestina, my full size, you know, sex doll, is about $2,000. So you're still saving a significant amount of money if you get a torso from Tantaly, as opposed to a full-size sex doll. But I just wanted to let you know, even if you own a sex doll, like I have Celestina, it's still worth it to get a torso because you can be rough with it. Now, of course, like, what about the head? You know, isn't it weird to have, like, here's a sex doll with a head and here's the Tantaly without a head? Well, that's what I have that head for. So that's my kind of backup Celestina head, which I use with the Tantaly Aurora torso. It doesn't attach directly. I use like a floor pillow to kind of just hold them together, but it works really well. Anyway, so just so you know, this ain't my first rodeo. So I have a sex doll. I have the Tantaly torso. I even have an extra head that I use with the Tantaly torso, and it's great. Can't recommend it enough. Excellent investment. Even if you own a doll, it's nice to have a backup that you can be rough with. That way you know you don't break your
actual waifu, because, you know, you got to take care of your waifu, gentlemen. You got to take care of your waifu. Anyway, back to Mordpie and the Aurora. I just want to show that these torsos are both life size, and to kind of just look at them side by side. And so now we're going to get into the actual Mordpie torso specifically, but I wanted to show it next to the Aurora so you could see that they were indeed life size. Anyway, the Mordpie. Okay, so the Mordpie torso, as you'd expect from a Tantalee torso, especially one that costs more than the Aurora torso, this one has all the bells and whistles you'd expect. So it's life size, as you can see. It obviously pairs very well with an anime body pillow. You can just lay it right there on the pillow. This gives you something real you can interact with. The boobs, here's the jiggle test. The boobs feel amazing. They really perfected lifelike boobs. I mean, look at this. That is gorgeous. That is absolutely gorgeous. They feel so real. And the Aurora 2.0 also has realistic jiggly boobs. The whole doll feels very, very real. And again, this doll costs $250 more than the Aurora torso, which I was very blown away with. You could see my old review on that. It's also very easy to pose. I've noticed the skeleton, maybe it's my imagination, the skeleton for the Mordpie seems easier to manipulate. So I'll just show what I'm talking about. So this torso, I'm not 100% sure. I know it's based on a real porn star, but this torso, it doesn't really work well for missionary because the holes are kind of angled lower. I'll do it side by side and show you it next to the Aurora torso so you know what I'm talking about. So in this position, it's actually kind of difficult to thrust into her pussy because her hole's a little bit lower than you'd expect. It still works, but here's what I recommend doing. If you want to have missionary sex, you're going to have to bend the waist and kind of angle the butt a little bit up. So I moved her a little bit off camera to get her in position. She's now in kind of a half sit-up position with her waist kind of angled up. And this moves her vagina a little bit higher. This should facilitate missionary. If you just want to lay her flat, like the Aurora works fine, just flat. But with the Magpie or the Mordpie, you want to angle it up because the holes are a little bit lower. But if you do this, you should be able to do missionary fine.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of hard for me to explain. So I was explaining how the Mordpie is this torso on the right compared to the Aurora on the left. The Mordpie is better for doggy style, whereas the Aurora is better for missionary. And I thought I'd just do a side by side to show what I'm talking about. If you notice, the holes, for lack of a better term, are lower on the Mordpie. So on the Aurora torso, the holes are, I'm not really even sure which one is realistic. I mean, the Mordpie is based on a real person, but I just, you know, I know from experience that the Aurora torso is excellent for missionary. Everything just fits perfectly. Whereas the Mordpie, it feels like it's at a downward angle. I mean, you could see it. You can see it's on a downward angle, and you got to kind of angle up into it. You either have to, like, bend the waist to kind of push the butt up or something. The Mordpie seems to work excellent for doggy style, but it really is kind of difficult to use for missionary. It just, you can see it, like, side by side. Here they are. You can see the holes are lower on the Mordpie, which makes it better for doggy style and makes missionary more difficult because the holes are moved. I don't know. I want you to see it side by side so you know that I'm not making it up.
Okay, so the torso's been flipped over and the pillow's been flipped over. So again, this pillow has two pictures. One where she's laying on her stomach, one where she's laying on her back. Anyway, for doggy style, rather than bend the waist like up, like a sit-up, you want to bend the waist out to make her booty pop. So in the doggy style position, the holes are very accessible. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to angle it up. So this is what it looks like from the top down. You're looking at the torso down, but I'm just going to angle this over. See how accessible that hole is?
Very, very accessible. Doggy style is very easy in this torso. I would say that with this torso, it's ideal for doggy style.
The downside of this torso is there's no knees. Like, the legs cut off mid-thigh. So normally with doggy style, the girl is on her knees, and it lifts her butt up at the appropriate height for you to thrust into it. Because, you know, she has a certain anatomy. You have a certain anatomy. You have knees. She has knees. The body parts line up. Well, now you have knees, but she only has half a leg. Her legs get cut off mid-thigh, and they don't go all the way down to the knee. So if you're having trouble angling into her, now a pillow, as you've noticed, this torso is very heavy. This torso weighs like over 60 pounds. So it's going to sink into a pillow. If you need to prop this torso up in order to angle it correctly, you're going to have to fold some towels and put it underneath her legs to kind of give her some height. A pillow's not going to do it. It's just going to sink down into the pillow. Another thing you can do, and I'm not sure if there's a word for this position, but instead of, you know, when you're having doggy style sex and the girl's legs are open and you kind of kneel between her legs, that's the traditional way you do doggy style. But for this torso, and because the legs don't have knees, what you can do is you can lay the torso down and put your legs over her legs and thrust basically between her thighs into her pussy. And I'll show you what that looks like. Okay, so all I did for this position was I bent the legs up. So she's now basically laying on her stomach. Now she has her chest kind of arched up to give her boobs some clearance, because now her boobs are squishy. They really won't get in the way. But here's what I want you to notice. Now, normally, if the girl's legs are closed and you're trying to have sex with her doggy style, you don't have a clear path. You're going to have to kind of rub through her thighs to get to her pussy. But because the morgue pie's holes are lower on the torso, let me show you her features.
All right, you see that? All right, you got a straight shot. You got a straight shot into her pussy with her legs closed, with her laying on her stomach. And that's because the holes are angled in such a way. So again, I'm not sure what the name of that position is, where you put your legs around her legs and kind of thrust down into her. But you can totally do that with this torso, which normally you can't do. Normally the butthole is lower. And you can't get to the pussy unless you open up the legs. Because the holes are positioned like this, you can get to the pussy in this position. So again, this torso is excellent for doggy style. It is ideal for doggy style, or at least a doggy style-like position. And you can do missionary, but you have to kind of put her in a sit-up, a semi-sit-up crunch position in order to kind of lift the holes up so you can get to them. Let me do a jiggle test. We've been talking about doggy style. The best part of doggy style is the ass. So just like the boobs, the ass... this is amazing. So the boobs feel very soft and jiggly. They feel like real boobs. The ass is soft, but it doesn't feel like a boob. They didn't just replicate the consistency of the boob flesh. This feels like an ass. It's soft and squishy, but it's not too squishy. It's not boob squishy. It feels like a nice, supple, round, soft ass. So, it's rolling off the pillow. Rolling away. See, like this. All right, back on the pillow, you. All right, I'm gonna have to hold it. But I'll do a spank test. So it's got some good jiggle. The torso feels great. Feels great, feels real. You are paying a pretty penny. You're paying about $1,000, which is crazy, because you can get a full doll for $2,000. But the advantage of a torso doll like Morgue Pie or Aurora is it's much easier to store. Like, I keep my Aurora torso in an ottoman, like right there. That's where my Aurora torso is kept. Now, Celestina has to be kept kind of like in the corner, standing up. You know, she's human size. You can't really hide her. I could put a lampshade on her, but that's about it.
So if you are worried about keeping your waifu a secret because you're ashamed that you have sex with dolls and you don't know what the neighbors might think, then a torso might be better for you because it's much easier to store. It takes up a lot less space, that sort of thing. But, you know, having a headless torso has its disadvantages. You can't give it any smooches. You could get a head, like I have an extra doll head that I use with my Aurora torso, but it's up to you. It is up to you. Anyway, so that's the Morpie. Great doggy style torso. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavier than the Aurora torso, and it's more expensive than the Aurora torso. But if you are a fan of Morpie's work, if you enjoy her porn, if you think she's hot, if she's your ideal 10 out of 10, then the Morpie torso is for you. So anyway, hopefully that helped. So check out the website. They have a whole bunch of stuff. They have dolls for every price range. So if you're looking for something small, like a starter doll, they do have them, but they're not life-size. If you want a life-size torso, you're going to be paying a pretty penny. You're going to be paying, you know, $600, $700, $800, $900. But you'll get what you pay for. Now, if you want a full doll, like Celestina, you're going to be paying a lot more. But you're going to get a lot more. So when it comes to these sorts of things, think about what you want. Think about the money you're dealing with. If you're new to dolls and sex toys, don't drop $2,000 immediately. Try something else out just to make sure that it works for you and you enjoy it before you drop thousands of dollars. So Tantalee is a highly recommended company. They make excellent products. Check out their whole selection on their website. Check out the Morpie. Check out the Aurora. And good luck. Good luck, gentlemen. I wish you the best. Thank you very much, Tantalee, for working with me, for sending me your amazing products for me to review. I really hope that I've helped someone out there make an informed purchase and to help, you know, just enjoy their freedom in their life. And thank you very much. That's it. That's it for me. Thank you very much. This is Turflingy Monkey. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you next time.